The Alan and Joe Willerara Natural Resources Management Board is a statutory board under the Natural Resources Act of South Australia, and it's one of eight boards across South Australia. Its job is to give the land a helping hand, and this is done by Aboriginal people in Maralinga lands, in the Arnagul, Pitjantjatjara, Nunkatjatjara lands, and also at the Nullarbor Plains and the Great and the head of the Great Australian Bight.
So your area sounds pretty big. Where exactly does it encompass?
Yes, it's a very big area. It's all about desert country and coastal country, and the Aboriginal communities that live within those areas, and our involvement as a statutory body relating to caring for land and providing advice and information to the Minister for the Environment, Water, Natural Resource.
Right. So you're very much the in-between people then?
Yes, yes. We're the ones who assist with encouraging the community to think about how to use the NRM Act and to use the resources of the Commonwealth and the state to look at projects that would remove pest animals and pest plants that are stopping the growth of nature happening.
So what would be the main pest animals and pest plants that you would be concerned about?
Camels. The other one is buffel grass. Even though buffel grass is a well-known food for cattle, it's also a plant that actually, when it catches fire, it creates such a big hot heat that it actually destroys the ground beneath it, so nothing grows. And so when you have bushfires out on the region, especially if they're started by lightning, they burn pretty hot and pretty fast, and large areas of land could be damaged because of it. And so part of our task is, well, how do we eliminate the camels and the buffel grass? We also look at protecting species as well, so the animals that are threatened.
I didn't actually realise that camels were such a big problem in that particular area of the desert. So what sort of solutions are you looking at then to remove camels?
Part of the solution is the cooperation between the landholding authorities. So each area, so the APY is a landholding authority, Maralinga Jarrah is a landholding authority, and the Nullarbor and the Yalata region is also under landholding authorities as well. So those four groups work with the board, the AW board, to look at how to manage the pests. Some of that removal is done by normal culling, which is done by the department. And also with the buffel grass, look for strategic areas where we can keep that type of plant under control from coming further south of the railway line that goes from Sydney to Perth, and that goes through that country.
So I take it that the buffel grass is an introduced grass, it's not a native grass to this area?
Yeah, that's right. And just recently they had a big fire, a big bushfire out in the APY lands, and so some magnificent country is potentially at risk because of that buffel grass fire and the heat that's generated from it.
So how do you go about, containing this stuff?
The department, through our board, send out people and they go along the railway line. They actually do what is like what we could call in the Adelaide region, weed control. So we're using the east-west railway line as a buffer, and then look at how do we manage the buffalo grass around the communities in the region.
It still sounds like you're covering a massive area. That sounds like a huge job.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful area, and it's a beautiful area, and part of the reason why, you know, we are in Adelaide, you know, sharing our country with Adelaide people is the need for the Adelaide community and the South Australian community to look at that big, vast land and look at how best we as a community of South Australia actually help look after that country and actually try and keep the pest under greater control than what we've got doing now.
All right, so tell us about the exhibition that's currently running.
Yes, well, the exhibition is a promotional perspective of the region. It's about art, it's about people, it's about land and water. And the exhibition is running out of Tandanya for the next month. And we had the launch last Thursday night, which was a fantastic launch. About 220 people, 230 people come to the launch to show to the Adelaide community what the region is made of. When you go and see the exhibition, you'll see it designed in a special way that is the country that relates to the desert aspect of the country and then the coastal country. And so both themes complement each other and sends messages about our region as a huge exhibition. And the really great part about that is the artwork and the exhibition come from the community. So what we see in the art is we see the people's spirit, we see the passion, we see the emotion, we see the connection and identity that comes from looking at something that you may never have seen before, and all of a sudden you've got this glow that's really lighting up in your heart, and you go, wow, I'd like to go out into that country and have a look and experience what it is to live under a 5-star hotel, as well as, you know, see what it's like in daylight. So that's the sort of feeling that the exhibition gives. What we're trying to do is we're saying to the Adelaide community and to the Adelaide Hills and the Barossa Valley and the Fluro Peninsula through the Adelaide Mount Lofty Range of Natural Resources Management Board that as a partner, we can show this story and we can encourage the story to reach many people from Adelaide and for the communities from the bush to actually create some new friends, create new relationships and say, look, you know, our country is beautiful. We would like you to come and look at it. We would like you to come and help us find a way to remove the pest and create a country that looks as brand new as nature creates it.
I can certainly hear in your voice that you yourself have a special connection to the land there. Can you talk a little bit about what makes it so special for you?
Partly because my family of the past come from there. Secondly, I've worked in the region for a long time, and I know the elders and the elders of the who passed on. And so, being a young fellow with passion and drive, I've grown up with the bush in me, as well as being able to live in both worlds. So, for me, it's a pleasure and a passion for me to be involved.
I understand that there's an aim to oversee projects that support economic development and environmental health. Can you just expand on that concept a little bit for us?
The idea for environmental health is we want the land to be as free from the pests. We want the land to flourish in a way that it produces food for the community, food that is natural food, natural way of life that was there a long time ago. Secondly, with the economic aspect, we as a government board encouraging government to think about how to assist with the economic perspective is that we contract the landholding authorities to actually do the work on our behalf. So it does the employing, it does the managing of staff, it does the project work on behalf of the board, and we as a board and a department, we provide the professional services. We provide the professional knowledge about science. So we have Aboriginal science and we have non-Aboriginal science working hand in hand with each other to actually create nature in a way that it delivers a pleasure to the community, as well as a food source, as well as a recreational source, as well as a cultural and spiritual source. So it has multiple benefits.
All right, and how long does the exhibition run? When and where can people find it?
Yeah, the exhibition is running for 4 weeks, and we've just been asked by Tandanya, could we run it for another couple of weeks beyond that because of the school holidays coming up, and so that decision will be made somewhere in the near future. It's at the Tandanya Cultural Centre. We invited the Royal Society of the South Australian Art and the galleries down at Victor Harbour to come and be part of the launch. And they are now excited about how best can the two types of art be part of the Adelaide culture, and how best can the community of from the bush actually work together to present a complete Australian art perspective.